This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A nurse in New York became the first person in the United States to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday. The woman, a critical care nurse at a Long Island hospital, received the Pfizer-BioNTech shot live on television shortly before 9:30 a.m. local time. And with that, the biggest vaccination campaign in American history has started, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At various hospitals around the country, health workers got the first doses of a vaccine aimed at eventually ending a pandemic that's killed nearly 300,000 Americans. President Trump is cheering the initial shots, tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." The public will now watch to see if the health workers embrace vaccination. An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows just half of Americans want to get vaccinated.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. COVID-19 has ravaged the United States. Nearly 300,000 Americans have been killed by the virus. Spain expects to start vaccinating people against the coronavirus by January 4th or 5th if the European Medicines Agency gives the green light to a vaccine on December 29th, the country's health minister said Monday. In the UK, the health minister says the coronavirus is rising in all age groups and rising exponentially in London. At a news conference Monday, he also said they've identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. He added London will be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions effective Wednesday. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control following a month-long lockdown. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will self-isolate Monday after coming into contact with a coronavirus patient, his office said, calling it a precautionary step. Netanyahu tested negative for the virus Sunday and Monday, but a statement said he will still, quote, enter isolation until Friday following contact with a confirmed coronavirus patient. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte was expected to announce a tough month-long lockdown Monday evening, including the closing of schools and shops, according to media outlets, as his government tries to slow soaring COVID-19 infections. The European Parliament is in wait-and-see mode on EU-UK trade negotiations, the head of the chamber said Monday, adding the lawmakers will act on Brexit whether there is an agreement or not. The European Parliament head told a news conference, quote, "We will have to see if we are close to a deal with the UK," end quote, adding, quote, "In case of a deal or no deal, it's clear that the Parliament will have to take initiatives," end quote. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said Monday talks between the European Union and Britain on post-Brexit trade should continue, quote, "as long as an agreement is possible." Meanwhile, Fabian Zulig, chief executive of the European Policy Center, says it's really unclear what progress actually is being made between the EU and the UK on a Brexit deal.
We are already starting to see some of the effects coming through. We're seeing the lorries queuing. We're seeing that there are difficulties with some of the supply chains. We're seeing also that business is extremely unhappy about still being in a high degree of uncertainty with only a few days to go.
In the United States, electors will gather in state capitals across the country Monday to formally vote for Joe Biden as the next president, effectively ending President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn his loss in the November 3rd election. The state-by-state votes, traditionally an afterthought, have taken on outsized significance this year because of Mr. Trump's assault on the democratic process. He has pressured state officials to throw the election results out and declare him the winner, pushing the false narrative of widespread fraud. Two Brazilian police officers have been arrested in Rio de Janeiro after security camera images showed them shooting at two young men on a motorbike before taking them away in a car. The two men later turned up dead. Saturday's incident in the poor Rio suburb of Belford Roxo shines a fresh light on aggressive tactics of Brazilian police, who critics allege often target poor young black men in deadly raids. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.